To this day, when people, especially news people, politicians, public officials, and the like, think of the term wire service or news agency, they think of a couple of sets of initials. One of those is UPI, standing for United Press International. And time was when that was a fact, especially on the radio.
I, Richard Bill House Nixon, do solemnly swear
that you will faithfully execute the office.
It is January 20th, 1969, a cold, gray day in Washington. Richard Milhouse Nixon takes the oath of office. One clause of it will later come back to haunt him.
I will faithfully execute the office
of President of the United States.
Of President of the United States.
And will, to the best of your ability.
And will, to the best of my ability.
Preserve, protect, and defend.
Preserve, protect, and defend.
The Constitution of the United States.
The Constitution of the United States.
So help you God.
So help me God.
This is the peak of Nixon's career. At his next inaugural, he will already be aware that circumstances arising from a sloppy burglary are beginning to close in on him.
Pi Chamberlain describing 1974 news as it became history. A few months later, it was UPI's Alan Dawson's turn, the last broadcast reporter in Saigon as the Vietnam War ends.
The troops now turning around here in the streets, hundreds of people out to watch this victory march by the new forces that now control South Vietnam.
And through the years, many voices for many stations.
Carol Van Dam for 1010 Winds at the Federal Courthouse in Washington.
In Los Angeles, I'm Bob Fuss for WTOP News Radio 15.
I'm Bill Small at the White House for WJR News.
Andy Polin in New York for WJR News.
For four decades, UPI provided thousands of radio stations with millions of cuts of news material, outlasting many other radio networks like NBC, Mutual, and RKO Unistar. But the reality is that unlike its longtime rival, the Associated Press, or AP, UPI no longer remains a gatherer of news around the globe. Its White House correspondent, Helen Thomas, remains among the best-known news people in the world, and her dawn-to-dusk presence in the White House press office tends to hide a reality that UPI is fading out of the news scene.
Hello, affiliates. It's time for a newscast, possibly the very last one that we have here at UPI Radio, the last full one.
Newscaster Shirley Smith on the day not when the music died, but when UPI broadcast news did.
On a personal note now, this is the last day of operations at UPI Radio. The UPI Radio Network will cease to exist and service will be transferred to AP. I know that I speak for all of us in the broadcast division when I say that it has been an honor to be associated with such a professional and historic organization.
But UPI still had business to transact at its downtown D.C. newsroom in the form of raw news material, the backbone of the service through its four decades.
This is the UPI Radio Network in Washington with the 12:10 p.m. Eastern Time Network hourly news feed, the final news feed. New material on the feed, cuts 63 through 66.
The last actual news cut?
Cut 65.
Close friends, including Vernon Jordan, are awaiting the president's arrival on Martha's Vineyard to celebrate his 53rd birthday. Before leaving, White House staffers are expected to give Clinton a gift at a private low-key gathering. The president's wife and daughter are accompanying him to the vineyard. The family will spend a week on the island, their favorite vacation spot, then make a brief trip to the Hamptons on Long Island before going on to their final vacation spot, the Finger Lakes region of upstate New York. The president will be taking along his golf clubs and a half dozen or so books. Don Folsom, The White House.
Folsom first started reporting for UPI in 1967, staying as White House reporter through the Nixon scandal, only to return for the Clinton version nearly 25 years later. Newscaster Craig Smith's career with the service went back to 1971, when what was then called UPI Audio added newscasts to its raw news feeds. He effectively got to put out the lights.
One final story. This is the last broadcast from UPI Radio. United Press International is getting out of the radio business and has sold its contracts to Associated Press Radio. For those of us suddenly out of work, it's been fun. We feel UPI Radio has done its job well overall, even as we struggled with fewer and fewer resources. So we sign off now with smiles, memories, a few tears, but no regrets. I'm Craig Smith.
Just 2 minutes after that, the material going to the last of UPI's final radio clients was coming from the Associated Press. In 1988, UPI Radio's then news director, Mike Friedman, produced a commemorative program to mark the news service's 30th anniversary. It is as good a way to remember as anything we could come up with.
The UPI Radio Network, for 30 years broadcasting history.
Cavalcade of 1959, produced by United Press International.
We have heard much of the phrase peace and friendship. This phrase, in expressing the aspirations of America, is not complete. We should say instead peace and friendship in freedom.
The fate of the 1960 Paris Summit Conference teetered precariously in the balance tonight. Soviet Premier Nikita Khrushchev tongue-lashed President Eisenhower over the issue of the American spy plane.
Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Just think how much you're going to be missed. You don't have Nixon to kick around anymore.
I have a dream that one day this nation will rise up, live out the true meaning of its creed. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal.
The first bulletin of the assassination was filed by United Press International's famed White House correspondent, Merriman Smith. He was riding in the presidential motorcade. He screamed word of the shooting into a mobile telephone.
The president was face down in the back of the car, and Jackie was bending over him as though she was whispering in his ear. I was pretty well convinced that he'd been awfully wounded, and I yelled over at one of the Secret Service men I knew, and I said, how badly was he hit? And he said, hell, he's dead.
This is really war.
In Vietnam, it is really war.
I shall not seek, and I will not accept, the nomination of my party for another term as your president.
But it really doesn't matter with me now, because I've been to the mountaintop. And I don't mind. Like anybody, I would like to live.
Federal troops in combat dress have surrounded the White House and the Capitol building as racial violence continues here.
Senator Kennedy has been shot. Is that possible? Is that possible? It could. Is it possible, ladies and gentlemen? It is possible. He has. Not only Senator Kennedy. Oh, my God.
Senator Robert Francis Kennedy died at 1:44 a.m. today, June 6, 1968.
Some men see things as they are and say why. I dream things that never were and say why not.
Tranquility Base here. The Eagle has landed.
That's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
From the nation's capital, this is the Washington Window, an unrehearsed news feature of United Press International.
I have no intention whatever of ever walking away from the job that the people elected me to do for the people of the United States.
I shall resign the presidency effective at noon tomorrow.
I, Gerald R. Ford, have granted, and by these presents do grant, a full, free, and absolute pardon unto Richard Nixon.
We want to live with our Egyptian neighbors in mutual respect, and to keep the peace with them forever.
The Americans win! The Americans have upset the Soviet Union 4-3! And pandemonium breaks loose in Olympic Hockey Center!
Acts of barbarism, which were perpetrated on our people by Iran, can never be condoned.
Early this morning, forces from 6 Caribbean democracies and the United States began a landing or landings on the island of Grenada in the Eastern Caribbean.
Challenger, go and throttle up.
Challenger, go and throttle up.
The vehicle apparently has exploded. That is the word for Mission Control in Houston. We saw via long-range tracking cameras here at the Kennedy Space Center the sight of an object plummeting toward the Atlantic Ocean.
We are the keepers of the flame of liberty. We hold it high tonight for the world to see, a beacon of hope, a light under the nations. And so, with joy and celebration, and with a prayer that this lamp shall never be extinguished, I ask that you all join me in this symbolic act of faith, this lighting of Miss Liberty's torch.
3, 2, 1, 0, and liftoff! Liftoff! Americans return to space as Discovery clears the tower. Like a phoenix rising from the ashes of Challenger, Shuttle Discovery leaps off of its launch pad, leaving a blinding column of orange flame and white-hot exhaust etched against the blue Florida sky.
We can now speak the most majestic words a democracy has to offer. The people have spoken.
Ed Karens, New York.
Tom Foti at the White House.
Marilee Cox, Washington.
This is Bill Greenwood in Washington.
Gene Gibbons at the White House.
This is Brian McFadden in New York.
I'm Camille Bohannon.
Greg Haber, New York.
I'm Paul Westfeeling on business.
Good morning, everybody. I'm Bob Berger.
I'm Eddie Polin, and that's my side.
Howard Dykus, UPI Radio News.
I'm Sophia Manos on business.
This is David Ozeal at the editor's desk with Daybook.
This is Roger Gittins.
I'm Nick Charles. Charles Van Dyke, UPI Radio News.
This is Ben Dudley.
This is Ed Engel.
This is Bill Rosensky.
This is Art McAloon in New York.
I'm Ron Amadon.
This is Jack Anderson in Washington.
This is Mike Alabaugh talking about your money.
This is Sonia Hilgren with Farm Focus.
This is Michael O'Neill.
This is Vernon Scott in Hollywood.
I'm John Todges, and that's my side.
This is Ken Robbins at the editor's desk.
Bill Small at the White House.
Bob Fuss, Los Angeles.
Carol Brooks, London.
Ginny Cassola, Chicago.
Ronnie Urbay, Capitol Hill.
Bob Brill, Los Angeles.
Rob Nabius at the Kennedy Space Center.
Kate Murphy, Washington.
Vicki Barker with the Bush Campaign, Rockford, Illinois.
Tom Rivers, London.
This is Paul Keel.
Almanac. I'm Mike Friedman.
Don Rollins, UPI Radio News.
This is Don McKay in London.
I'm Diane Burr.
I'm Ken Herrera.
This is Jerry Scott.
Craig Smith, UPI Radio News.
This is Barbara Campbell.
I'm Larry Webb.
Al Rossiter Jr., Washington.
This is Bob Hewitt.
I'm Lou Geiserman.
I'm Jim Ludwig.
I'm Barbara Porter.
I'm Dennis Daly.
I'm Jay Saper.
This is Carol Van Dam.
Rod Bauer, Washington.
Sharon Gotkin, UPI Radio News.
Hi, this is Ron Colbert.
I'm Bob Jones.
This is Herbert Gordon speaking for United Press International.
This is Scott Peters, United Press International at the Manned Spacecraft Center in Houston.
This is Bill Riley, United Press International in Chicago.
This is Dick Rowald in Moscow. This is
Chuck Langston, United Press International with a look at Washington today.
This is Stan Harrell.
Technical director is Frank Shortino. This is Maury Trumbull.
Roger Norum, United Press International at the United Nations.
Don Folsom, United Press International, Washington.
Milt Fullerton, Washington.
From the World Desk of United Press International, this is Jim Lonsberry.
Helen Thomas at the White House.
This is Pye Chamberlain, and that's news.
Or at least it was, until now. Now UPI Radio is history, one many of us are proud to have been associated with. For Issues, this is Tom Foti.